We're going to change our attention this morning to talk a little bit about an interesting disorder that many people may not be familiar with. We've got with us adventurer Eric Weihenmayer joining us, and also we have Dr. Michael Thorpe who are with us. Now, Eric is blind. He's an adventurer. He's been to the top of Mount Everest, and we have with us also Dr. Michael Thorpe to talk about Non-24. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks.
Eric, what drives you to be an adventurer, to want to climb Mount Everest, to do those sort of things?
I think it's part of our human nature to want to climb and not camp. So I think I'm no different from most people, and I've been able to build great teams in my life to kind of work through innovating through different barriers and to live a real pioneering life. I think that's very exciting.
What was the first thing you did that was adventurous?
I went rock climbing when I was 16. I'd been blind for about 3 years, and I just decided I was sick of sitting on the sidelines, and it was much easier to crawl into a dark hole than it was to get out, but I made a promise to myself that I'd go out and try everything I could that, you know, looked exciting or even scary. So rock climbing was the first thing I tried.
Now, when you're doing these sort of things, you would need assistance, a partner of somebody. Who's the person or someone you also rely on to do these adventures with you?
I have a great team. I have people I really trust. And, you know, people I've worked with over the last 20 years, you know, will, you know, be doing big challenges and in the outdoors. And, you know, I trust them. You know, they'll say, hey, jump off this cliff. And I'll do it, because you got to have that kind of team when you're out there doing stuff like that.
Well, we have you on today to talk about Non-24, and we could join with the doctor. Now, Dr. Thorpe, explain what this is and how it affects Eric.
Yes, well, Non-24-hour disorder is a serious and chronic circadian rhythm disorder, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. Most people don't realize that our brain has a timing system that is controlled by light. And if you're totally blind, you can't get that light into the brain to control the timing of our sleep-wake pattern, for example. So that people who have this disorder tend to go to bed later and get up later, and they can't control that. So their sleep patterns tend to rotate around the clock. So the problem is that they can't fall asleep when they want to fall asleep. They can't remain awake when they want to be awake during the daytime. And unfortunately, most physicians are not aware of this, and most people who are blind who suffer from this don't understand what is happening to them. But we now recognize that it's an important circadian rhythm problem that affects not only the sleep-wake process, but also affects other body systems, such as our metabolism, our cardiovascular system, immune function. So it's an important and unrecognized disorder.
When was it first recognized that it became something that people who had this type of blindness were suffering from?
Well, it was recognized actually back in the 70s, and then called a very strange name, hypernycthemeral syndrome. But nobody really became aware of it. And it's only really in recent days and months when we've become more aware of the importance of circadian rhythms in our 24-hour day that this has become evident. And So it's an important disorder that affects the blind particularly, and it has serious consequences.
You said it affects the blind particularly. Do sighted people ever get this Non-24 disorder as well?
Really, yes. Sighted people can get it, and they sort of live in society and tend to go to bed later and get up later and have a lot of difficulty in being able to control that pattern. It's not just a simple thing of going to bed at a set time every day. That doesn't work. So there are some things that can be done to sort of help reduce the severity of this problem, and people have to be more conscious about their sleep-wake behavior and their behavior during the time that they're awake and put some control into it. But it's very difficult to control, and it just adversely affects them with regards to sleep and other functions.
We're talking today with adventurer Eric Weihenmayer, who is blind, and also Dr. Michael Thorpe about Non-24, a serious chronic circadian rhythm disorder. Eric, how does this impact you? What do you do to control it, and how has it maybe changed the fact that you've kind of got a diagnosis on it now?
Well, it's sort of the extreme of the of that level. You know, I'm out trying to train and do really big things, trying to climb mountains. My latest endeavor is I've been the last 5 years learning how to whitewater kayak. So if you can imagine the concentration that it takes there, I have a team of people talking to me very precisely through these high-tech radios. And, you know, if I'm like a foot to the left or right, I'm the difference between getting hammered and getting through the rapid. So I want to be at the top of my game. And if you're sleeping terribly, which I do sometimes on long stretches, you know, it just affects your mood and your concentration, your focus, your motivation. Blindness is something that I'm used to. I've been dealing with and figuring out how to break through those barriers for years. But it was good when I sort of learned about this non-24-hour disorder, because I thought, okay, I'm not crazy. You know, I'm not a whiner. I'm actually, like, this is a real thing.
Doctor, what are some of the treatments? Is there any, is it sort of a, just getting into routine? Is there some medical?
Well, there are no specific treatments at this time for this disorder. So most of the treatment involves trying to control the sleep pattern as much as possible. So, for example, trying to ensure that there are not things that are going to disrupt the sleep process. So of good sleep, what we call good sleep hygiene, avoiding caffeine and large meals before going to bed. But trying to make sure that the sleep pattern itself is more consistent, even though it may be rotating later. And then during the daytime, you know, things that are important, getting plenty of exercise during the daytime and avoiding things, again, that might be disruptive to the sleep process. So there's not a lot that can be done to it. But the important thing is that people understand what is happening to them, because at the moment people are confused about this, the blind who have this, and they don't understand why they're sleeping at such irregular times. But now we know the science behind it. And people can get more information on this by going to, there's a phone number, 855-856-2424, and they can get information on this, or they can go to a website, non-24.com, and again, can learn much more about this condition, and particularly the blind, as to how it's affecting them.
Dr. Michael Thorpe, and also Eric Weinmeier, thank you for joining us, and good luck with your kayaking, Eric.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.